Well, good morning. Good morning. We come to praise the Lord this morning. Honor and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh, Father, we just thank you this morning for your holy, mighty presence, oh God. We can't do nothing without you, oh God, but we can do all things through you who's strengthening us, oh God. We plead your precious blood this morning, oh God. We honor you, oh God. We say, have your way, have your way, have your way. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being present with us, oh God. Father, we plead your precious blood over everyone on Bible Storyland and those who are to come, oh God. We pray a bloodline of protection around the phone lines, around the computer lines, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we say, have your way, oh God. We thank you for protecting us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious blood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we honor your presence this morning. We give you glory. We rejoice in you, O God. We rejoice in you, Father God. This is the day that you've made. We're rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We're giving you praise for this day, O Most High. We thank you, Father God, that you are the great and mighty I am. And no one can compare to your greatness, O God. No one is awesome as you. No one is powerful as you. We say, have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for protecting us in the name of Jesus. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for being our Lord, our Savior. We thank you for directing our path, O God. We thank you for being a mighty shepherd, the great and mighty I am, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We call upon your name this morning, and we just thank you for your mighty holy presence this morning, O God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, O God, and we just bless you this morning, O God. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We thank you that your mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we can't make it without your mercy. We need more. You said your mercy is everlasting. So we thank you for more mercy, O God. And Father, this morning, as we come into your holy presence, we bow before you. We humble ourselves, O God, unto your mighty hand, O God. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland. And so we thank you, O God. We thank you. This morning, I want to introduce the mighty prayer warrior this morning. Her name is Victoria Jackson. She lives in Jacksonville, Florida. And I thank God for her being on. She's going to lead the opening prayer this morning. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Oh, we're so happy to have you again this morning. We're blessed.
Amen.
We're so blessed to have you. So you can go ahead and say a short prayer before the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, Our Father. We thank you, Father God, for this is a great day that you have made. Once again, we come to lift your name on high. We praise you in advance for the things that are about to take place in our families, in our city, in our neighborhood, in our school system, in the jail system, in our government, and in our nation. As we come and agree with your word, that all things are possible to them that believe. So, Father the Lord, we thank you for the answers to our prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for, you know, prayer. That's how we communicate with our Father. And so I thank God for allowing us. He's the Most High God. To communicate with him, we can go straight to the throne room. We can say, Abba, Father. You know, we thank God for Jesus because he made it possible for us to go straight to the throne room and honor our Father and dwell in the secret place. Psalm 66 says, shout joyfully to our God, all the earth. Make music to praise his glorious name. Make his praise glorious. Say to the Lord, how awesome, inspiring are your deeds. Your power is so great, your enemies will cringe in front of you. The whole earth will worship you, O God. We thank you that the whole earth will worship you, Father God. Come and see what God has done, his offspring deeds for Adam's descendants. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. We rejoice because of what he did there. He rules forever in with his might. His eyes watch the nations. Make the sound of his praise heard. He has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall. You have tested us, O God. You have refined us in the same way silver is refined. You have trapped us in a net. You have trapped us in a net. You have laid burdens on our backs. Yet you let people ride over our heads. You went through the fire, and we went through the fire. We went through the water. But then you brought us out and refreshed us. We will come into your temple with burnt offerings. We will keep our vows to you. The vows we made with our lips are spoken by our own mouth. When we were in trouble, we will offer you a sacrifice of fattened livestock for burnt offerings with the smoke-formed rams. We will offer our cattle and goats. Come and listen, all who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for us. With our mouths we cry out to him. High praises was on our tongue. If we had thought about doing anything sinful, the Lord would not have listened to us. But God has heard us. He has paid attention to our prayers. Thanks be to God, who has not rejected our prayer or taken away his mercy from us. So we are grateful to the Lord in the name of Jesus for all that he's doing and all that he's done. He has done great things for us. So we just praise him this morning. Shout happily to the Lord of the earth. Serve the Lord with cheerfulness. Come before his presence with a joyful song. Realize that the Lord alone is God. He has made us, and we have not made ourselves. He has made us. We are his people and the sheep in his care. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with songs of praise. Come into his courts with a song of praise. Give thanks unto him and praise his name. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. His faithfulness endures throughout every generation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So this morning we come to give him more thanks, more praise, and honor. We joyfully praise. Today is Joyful Praise Day. And so we're honoring Father God with joyful praise. This morning, a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas, is going to give us a praise song this morning. And I thank God for her faithfulness. She's been on with us almost a year, and I thank God for her. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Ms. Caritha. We're going to do a song called Give Thanks.
All right. Thank the Lord. Give thanks.
Thanks.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give thanks to the mighty God. That was an awesome, awesome song.
Hallelujah.
We do give thanks to the mighty God. And we give thanks for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. I love that song. That's
Amen.
An awesome song. So I just thank the Lord that we can give him thanks. We can give him praises. He said it's comely for the upright to give him praise. So we are upright. Thank God we ain't laid 6 feet under. We are upright. And he gave us life and life more abundantly. So as we continue to praise our God this morning, we come with grateful hearts to worship him. You know, even the angels adored Jesus. In Revelations 19, 6 and 7 says, "And I heard as it were the voices of a great multitude and the voices of many waters and the voices of thundering, saying, Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord our God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." So I thank God this morning for the mighty God. You know, God is so great to us. You know, even when we don't deserve it, he is so awesome and so great. So I thank him this morning. Monica, are you there this morning?
Yes, God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, so Monica is a mighty woman from St. Augustine, Florida, and she's going to give some praises unto our God. So we're ready. Go ahead.
Amen. Sayara Saha
Oh,
Amen, amen. I thank God for your faithfulness to him and to Bible Story Landon. You know, sometimes I'm like you. Sometimes I think about growing up as a teenager and even as a little girl and singing those old tunes, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and you know how the women and men used to clap their hands and pat their feet and sing and give honor and praise unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. Those were, like people say, those were the good old days. But I thank God that these are the good old days, too, that we can continually praise him. You know, sometimes our hearts get heavy. We get weighed down, you know, with the cares of this world. They seem to just drag us under. We get loaded down and, you know, with all kind of heaviness. And the Lord don't want his people to be heavy. You know, heaviness is weighty. It weighs us down. It loads us down. And, you know, sometimes we don't feel like getting out of bed in the morning. It's hard to, you know, to go about our daily activities. Sometimes we get grieved in our spirit. We feel downcast. We feel, you know, our vitality is missing. So, you know, the Lord is so good. He thinks of everything. In Isaiah 61:3, he says, to appoint unto them that mourns in Zion, to give to them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he is mighty and to be glorified. Our God is to be glorified. So, you know, this morning, those that are heavy in heart, who may be going through illnesses, you may be going through family difficulties, you may be going through work situations, whatever it is you're facing, maybe children problems, you know, could be neighborhood problems, whatever situation is weighing you down, the Lord Jesus came so that we can cast our every care upon him. And Psalm 69:20 says, draw nigh unto my soul, and redeem it, deliver me because of my enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before us. Reproach has broken our hearts. We are full of heaviness, and we looked for them to take pity, but there was none for comforters, but I found none. You know, the Lord loves us. And the Lord hears us in the day of our trouble. When we say, Lord, we're in trouble, so do not hide your face from us. We need you, O Lord, in this hour. Father, we feel alone, all alone. Our heart cries out to you, O God. Help us in our downcastness, O God. O Father, help us in our time of sorrow. You know, we just cry to God and we say, please, Lord, please. Help us, answer us quickly, O God. Do not be long to come, O God. We've been going through this for so long. You know, if ever was a time we needed you, Lord, it's right now. Come in the midst of us, what we're going through. And, you know, God promised he will never leave us. He won't ever forsake us. You know, he knows what we're going through in the hour we're going. He knew what Jesus was going through when he cried out, Abba, Father, have mercy. Remove this cup from me if it be your will. And, you know, he was looking for God, and we look for God the same way. We say, where are you, O Lord? Our soul longs for you. This heaviness concerning our earthly trials are more than we can bear. Help us, O God. And with these troubles that follow us in the home, they follow us in the grocery store. These troubles seem to follow us everywhere we go. We need to hear your precious voice, O God. Like Job says, Lord, we haven't turned back from following you. We desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. Our enemies are constantly insulting us to our face. They have, you know, put us to shame and humiliated us. All those that oppress us, O God, are our opponents, O God, they are in front of us, O God, continually. They insult us. They break our hearts. Our hearts are sick. We look for sympathy, but we couldn't find any from anybody. They poisoned our food, and when we were thirsty, they gave us instead of giving us water, they gave us vinegar. You know, this is how Jesus cried out before the Lord. And sometimes we feel the same way. Lord, we say, stand up for our help, oh God. Help us hear our cries of desperation as we call out to your name. You know, the Lord is nigh unto us. We think that he's far away, but he is close at hand. And all we got to do is say, Abba, Father, hold up our hands and say, Abba, Father, hear our cries. You know, many of us carry heavy burdens. We just stuff them on the inside, but sometimes our face shows it. But God is a comforter. And Psalms 119:28 says, my soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen us according to your word, O God. Remove from us the way of lying and grant us the law of graciousness. Lord, we are drowning in our own tears. Strengthen us, O God, as you promise. Turn not away from us, O God. In the name of Jesus, graciously provide us with your teachings, O God. We need to be taught, oh God. And, you know, the word says we have a choice in life. We can choose a faithful life. And, you know, God has set before us life and death. We can choose either one. So I don't know about you, but I choose life. The Lord has set regulations in front of us. We have clung tightly to your written instructions, oh God. Oh, Lord, let not us be put to shame. We eagerly pursue your commandments because you continue to increase our understanding. Lord, hear our cries, O God. Help us to obey you, O God, to understand your ways, to acknowledge you, O God. We cry out to you, O God. Acknowledge us, O God. Teach us, Lord, to live by your laws, and we will obey them. Help us to understand, Lord God, so we can follow your teachings. Father God, we will guard them with all of our heart. Lead us to the path of your commandments, O God, because we are happy with them. Direct our heart toward your written instructions, O God. Rather than getting rich in understanding ways, O God, we turn our eyes from worthless things, O God. Oh, Father God, give us a new life in your ways. And we just thank you for your ways, that you allow us to know your ways. Moses knew your ways, oh God. As he went, you know, to that burning bush that he saw, he went up there, he saw that bush, and he was drawn to it. So, Father God, as Moses was drawn to you, draw us to you, oh God. And so we thank God that he keeps his promises. He removes fear from us. He take away the insults. He, you know, which we dread because of, you know, all kinds of things that come up against us. We long for your guiding principles, O God. Give us new life and righteousness in you, O God. Let your blessings reach us, O God. Save us as you promise. Proverbs 12:25 says, heaviness in the heart of man maketh us to stoop over, but a good word maketh us glad. A person with anxiety will be weighed down, but an encouraging word makes us joyful. Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes us glad. A righteous person looks out for his neighbor, but the path of wicked people leads us astray. The righteous people shall choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Proverbs 14:13, even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of the mirth is heaviness. Even while you're laughing, a heart can ache and joyfully, and can ache and joy can end in grief. A heart that turns from God becomes bored with his ways, but a good person is satisfied with God's ways. God can restore joy unto us. When we search for him with all of our heart, we can find him. I thank God that he makes himself available to us. You know, sometimes we're going through, we want to call a friend, but sometimes they can't be found. But when we call to our God, he is faithful to hear us. We say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name, we cry unto you. And even when we can't open our mouths, we're so grieved and heavy in heart, we can't open our mouths to get out words. He hears our inner cries. He knows the distress we're going through. He knows. He'll never leave us. You know, we can leave him, but he won't ever leave us. Sometimes we go searching for other gods. You know, sometimes we worship the God of sorrow. We worship the God of shame. We worship the God of discontent. We worship the God of depression. We worship the God of oppression or anxiety. But sometimes we refuse to obey God. But in his infinite wisdom, his love and his mercy, his compassion and his concern, he said, "Oh, my daughter, oh, my son, in thy despair, I am going to give you beauty for your ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the heaviness that you carry. So we will be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." So Father God cares about us. He's giving us what we need in the hour that we need it in. Even in our mess, he blesses us. He always makes a way of escape for us. However, it's up to us to accept what he offers us. So today, let us grasp hold of his gifts today. You know, he loads us up every day with benefits, so we have to receive them. Let's let go of our ashes, those dead things. You know, let's bury those dead things that take us away from our God. And you know, God holds us up in the palm of his mighty hand. And there's much joy in praising our God. This is the kind of joy that the world can't give us. This only comes from our God. Remember, his joy is our strength. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Today we have with us mighty people of God who have been through great trials, yet God was with them through their trials. And the word of God says in Revelation 12:11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their own lives unto death." So this morning we have some people of God who are going to share with us a testimony of how God gave them strength and joy in the midst of their trials. The first person is a mighty woman of God from New Orleans who has been through many trials, yet God has delivered her. Her name is Gloria Dean Shiloh. Good morning, Gloria Dean.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God for you this morning. You ready to give that great testimony?
Yeah, I've come through a lot of trials, but this is the one that the Lord has want me to give today. You know, it's a testimony. It's good. And thank God for it.
Amen.
It's something that it's a good thing, a trial, everything that I've come through. And I didn't want to give the others. I had selected others, but this is one God told me to go on and give. Well, this is something that happened in the late 70s, and I was in a particular church. I'm not there anymore, a particular pastor. They're not alive today. But in the late 70s, the Lord had given me a vision of Hispanics on an island, open vision, and the grown-ups would stand up, the children sat down like Indian style. And I would go in, for some reason, I didn't know that much about the Bible then, but I was studying, and I would go in my Bible, and I would go tell them hello, and I would speak to them. I would really speak to them, and I did it. The next day, I'll say, "Okay, I'll see you all tomorrow." I'll go back the next day, I'll go minister. I did this over a week, almost 2 weeks, and I told this particular pastor about it. She said, "I've never heard of it, and it never happened to me, and I think you need to stop." I said, "Okay, I'll stop." I stopped. I didn't do it anymore. That was in the 70s. Well, what happened in 1996. Now, this is late 70s. I had seen it. Now, in 1996, in another particular church I was in, the young Hispanic lady came to me. She said, you know, the Lord sent you to me, sent me to you to minister to me and to pray with me. I said, okay, you know. So she started coming to my house, and she started bringing more to the house. So I was ministering to them and teaching them. I didn't speak Spanish, but God was bringing us through. What I didn't understand with some of them, I would draw it out to them or write it. And we always had the young lady that first came to me, she would interpret. But I would have meetings at my house and everything with them. And what happened was I was doing what you call at the time as the older women teach the younger women out of Titus 2, that's through 3 through 5. And one day, I went to the one of the stores with my daughter. She wanted to buy a book. I wasn't particular about no book, and I went on, and I just was looking around, and all of a sudden, the Lord put my eyes on one book. It says, A Woman's High Calling. I said, wow, what's that about? And I had to go and look through it, and in this book, it was a whole book on Titus 2, 3 through 5. And I went home, I bought that book. I went home and I studied that book and worked through it, and I taught them. I had other English, you know, people from our country here. And I taught them the book, the words, and how to be as young women, using these words, bringing the definition and making them understand, you know, as we should teach. And I'm still doing it today. You can, you know, never stop your ministry. But I just want to let you know what happened. What God said, if you remember, 1989, Psalm 1989, he said, forever my word is settled in heaven. His word is settled in heaven. Ezekiel chapter 12, 21 through 27, if you want to read it, I want to read the most important part out of this scripture, out of this chapter. It says in 22, Son of man, what is that proverb that you have in the land of Israel saying, the days are prolonging and every vision fails? And he said, tell them therefore, thus said the Lord God, I will make this proverb to cease, and they shall no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say unto them, the days are at hand, and the effect of every vision. For there shall be no more any vain vision for flattering divination within the house. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, said the Lord God. What he's saying, the vision is yet in effect. The vision he showed me in the late 70s was yet in effect that came forth in 1996. Praise God. If you got a vision, no matter how long it's been, the vision is yet in effect. Why? Because 1989 says, forever, eternity, his word is what? Settled in heaven. It's put and it's set there so you can receive a vision. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen. I thank God for that testimony. Yes, indeed. The older women train the younger women.
Yes,
and his word is forever settled in the heavens. I thank God. You know, He gives us so many great things, and they're not always things that we can touch. Sometimes he'll give us a vision, or he gives us, strength in our bodies or different things. So I thank God for that testimony about how you met those great people and how you started teaching them. That was awesome. Thank you, Glory Dean.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen. I thank God. You know, today, joyful praise is continuing, and we thank God for all that he's doing. We have a mighty woman of God. She's a young woman, the youngest woman on this phone, I believe, on this on Bible Storyland. Her name is Mrs. Mildred Brown. She's my favorite aunt, and she is going to do one of my favorite songs this morning. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Oh, I'm fine. The Lord opened my eyes this morning. It's a wonderful day, and I'm thankful.
Amen, amen. You ready to sing that song to the Lord for us this morning?
I'm singing a song that God has given me, that he blessed us. He's the best friend I know.
Amen.
Excuse me. What a friend we have in Jesus. For our sin and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. And it's all because we do not care. We don't care. Everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, what needless pains we bear. And if all because we do not care, everything to God in prayer. Let's carry everything to God in prayer. He's the one to take care of everything, all our wants, all our needs. He supplies everything. So let's take it to this best friend we know, our friend in Jesus.
Amen. He is a friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Aunt Milton. That was an awesome song. And you know, in this world, we go through all kinds of trials. We can call on him, and he is a friend. We do have a friend in Jesus. You know, we can't find our earthly friends. They ain't home. They're not available on the phone. We don't know where they are. But Jesus is a good friend. He's always available.
Yeah.
To do is call. And one of, I know a friend of mine, she has on her voicemail, and she says she's not available. She said, but if you have an emergency, call J-E-S-U-S. So I thank God for Jesus. Thank you, Aunt Mildred. We love you.
Oh, we love you. We love this program. And we pray to continue to go on in the strength. God give you the strength to carry on what he has assigned you to do.
Amen, amen. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. God is a good God. All right. Avis, if you're on this morning, or Evelyn Gray, if you're on this morning, press 1. Okay, Avis, are you on? All righty, I don't see her on this morning. So as we continue on to praise the mighty God, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, is going to give us another song of praise this morning.
I will do it.
Okay.
The song will be This Is the Day the Lord Has Made.
All right.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we're glad in it. I'm sorry, did someone say something?
Oh, I just start with you. That's all.
Oh, okay. All right. So I thank God that this is the day that he has made, and truly we are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And, you know, the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in Jesus. He is interceding before the Father on our behalf on a daily basis. You know, it's because of Jesus that we can rejoice. He came here, left his comfortable home in glory so that he could bleed and die and resurrect for us and we could have abundant life. Now, you know we owe him all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. You know, God will restore joy to us when we give him every burden. His yoke is easy. His burdens are light. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Christ says to us, come to me, you all of you, all of you on Bible Story Land, come to me. All of your families, come to me. You know, you who are tired of carrying the heavy loads, and he will give you rest. Place my yoke over your shoulders and learn of me, because I am gentle and humble. Then you will find rest for yourselves, because my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Isaiah 53:4 says, surely he hath borne our griefs and has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. I thank Father God that we don't have to carry heavy burdens. We can give every care we have to him. This next woman of God who is going to give a testimony is from New Orleans. She's a very talented woman. She has beautiful feet. She preaches the gospel of Jesus, not only in the building where she ministers, but she's also ministering in the marketplace. When Jesus said, feed the hungry and minister to the poor, she took it seriously, because that's just what she does. She's the pastor of Pray the Word, Say the Word Church in New Orleans. Good morning, Pastor Phillips.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, too. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm so blessed of the Lord. I thank God for raising me up this morning and giving me rest. And we, you know, when we pray that God would give us that sweet peace when we sleep. And I think that he renews, he just like recharges our battery, and it's all about him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we're listening for that testimony this morning.
Okay, praise God. For many of you don't know that I'm actually a retired flight attendant, but I remember some years ago I was supposed to take this flight 1021 out that went to Dallas, from Atlanta to Dallas, and I was at the airport and something happened where the flight, I had put in the swap, and just before the flight left, before our briefing, somebody picked the trip up. And make a long story short, that 1021 flight had crashed on the runway in Dallas, Texas. So God did not have me to be into that situation. But and another testimony is, God is so awesome. I remember I had to have a C-section after one of my children. It was like 3 months later, I was with my husband. You see, I was a battered wife, but I remember I was a new Christian, and I remember I said, I'm going to win him over by my behavior. Whatever it's going to take, I'm going to win him over. You know, he had a background where he his first wife he would beat up. But I remember we got into it, and sometimes you got to be very careful who you take counsel. The Bible says that we have to be in a multitude of righteousness of godly people that there is wisdom. So even with that, we have to be very careful to discern, because one time, and I'm not boasting about it, and I'm not putting down, there was a Christian club that would come on the radio or television, and I used to call in for prayer. It was a 800 number, and I remember sharing with this lady, and this lady, something must have touched a nerve with her, and she said, "Honey, let me tell you what to do." She said, "You get your big butcher knife, and you put it underneath your pillow," and she said, "You got to draw blood." Well, one of the chapters of my book is going to be called Draw Blood. Now, we all know that she was wrong. She got into the flesh because something touched a nerve, maybe something she went through that she didn't talk about. But she was so wrong to give me that kind of counsel. And believe me, what I did, I found me a butcher knife, and that night I went to bed with the knife underneath my pillow. But God, I'm telling you, but God. And that night I started with him because I wanted to draw blood. So we got to be so careful how, I don't care if it's somebody you've been knowing a long time, if it don't line up with the Word of God. And the Word of God says for us not to give evil for evil. And that night he backed down. I had that knife waiting. But I remember I had a C-section, and 3 months later we got into it again. And I was in this middle-class area in Decatur, Georgia, and I remember I started screaming because I wanted somebody to rescue me. I wanted somebody next door to say, "Call the police. Somebody, please." You know, in the midst of, I don't know if any of you have ever been a battered wife. I don't know if you ever had somebody to hit you in your face or your stomach or your back, but I began to scream, and he wanted to shut me up. So what he did, he began to kick me and punch me, and I found myself on the floor like a puppy dog, and he took his foot and he kicked me in my stomach where I had the incisions from the C-section. I couldn't say nothing. And even after that, I lived in such fear and insecurity because it looked like he knew who he was, and he didn't worship the God that I worship. You see, I was a new Christian, and when I got married, I said, I'm going to marry a born again. But he told me, he lied to me and said he was a Christian. I didn't know what a Christian was, but the fruit began to bear. That fruit was not sweet. And then what began to happen, even after that, I was much afraid. I lived in fear, but I didn't know how to stand on the Word of God. And I remember I should have went to the doctor, and I should have called the police, but I didn't. And I had marks in that area, and for a long time I had pain in that area, but I was too afraid to say anything. But make a long story short, I gave him to the Lord, and I want you to know, oh my God, the Lord, he's in heaven right now. One day he came back to me, but we couldn't stay together no more. It took me a whole year to begin to plan my getaway. I put my stuff in bags in the basement, and in the name of Jesus, and you know, even to the pastors, they said, "Well, you got to get away from this. It's okay to separate." But it took for me to make up my mind, because I deal with a lot of women that are battered and broken, and they still let those guys beat on them. And you don't have to put up with that now. You don't, but you have to. And I remember, you have to actually leave that situation. Because what will happen is you get stuck and then you can't go anywhere. And you begin to receive that. You begin to feel sorry when they cry and say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Another testimony, my brother was living with us for a short time. His name was David. And David, I don't know what his problem was, but I know he liked to drink. One day I was at work, and David had swallowed some kind of chemical solution. I don't know what the problem. He was feeling pretty hopeless, you know. And this is when he began to accept Jesus in his life. But that enemy, that spirit of suicide, was trying to grip him. That mental illness was trying to grip him. You know, that fiery dart, that tormenting spirit was trying to torment him. And I remember that day I began to pray, to call the prayer warriors. I said, "I need you to pray for my brother David. I don't know what's going on." But when I came home that afternoon, I want you to know, my brother was spitting up flesh from his when he swallowed that poison stuff. His mouth was foaming, but we begin to pray that scripture. If you drink any deadly thing, it's not going to touch you. God save my brother. God save my brother. There's so many testimonies that I remember one time I was on the trip. You think that people with good jobs would always have money, but that's not so true. It depends on how you handle your affairs. But I know one day I was out walking, and I didn't have any, my check hadn't come in, and I needed some money to eat. And I remember just walking, sitting on the bench, and I looked down to the right, and there was a $5 bill. I want you to know God is an awesome God. Another testimony at the church is when we had the children, I had cooked some meatballs, and we didn't have that many meatballs, and Elder Brenda probably remembers this, and the children kept coming back. 4 plates of meatball. We prayed and we asked God to multiply the meatball. God multiplied the meatball, so the children kept eating. They didn't want the spaghetti. They wanted meatballs and meat. God multiplied the meatballs, and I was even able to bring some meatballs home. But I want you to know that God is a good God. We went 9.5 years with no plumbing, no porta toilet. We've had people come through, politicians come through and look and then they turn a blind eye. They go somewhere else. If it's not, if you're not greasing their palm with some money. But I want you to know, but God gave me a dream. And he said, go and get Dr. Pipe. He said, Dr. Pipe Plumbing Company is going to help you. But for 2 years, I began to go over there. I said, the Lord say you're going to help me. The Lord say, and he ignored me. He ignored. Make a long story short, I called. But 2 years ago, we got our plumbing. If you don't give up, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever as a minister and a female, I've been beat, battered, abused, put down, talked about. And what happens is sometimes the people want to put you in the corner, in the back, in the dark. Some men even hate to say pastor. Some men hate to say minister. Even to now, there's a ministry I know that's in the 9th Ward. They will not call you a minister. They'll call, hey, sis, my God. And many of them don't even have churches. Many of them don't have a congregation. But they'll try to put you down and belittle you. But we have to do what God calls us to. It is not about title. It is about what God has purposed you to do here on earth. Now, another testimony, but 2 weeks ago I went to pray for a man in the hospital, and he was about, I thought he was in a coma, and they said he was declining very fastly. So we just prayed a prayer of faith in James 5:17. We anointed him, and I prayed a prayer of faith for him. I took authority over the spirit of death, and I spoke life to him. I went yesterday, and Mr. Raymond is his name. He was sitting up, my God, and they say he had bed sores, and he was sitting up doing fine. I say, thank you for the miracle, God. Thank you for the miracle. I want you to know that God's word will work. Yes, it will. It will work. I don't care what it is. God's word will work. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, God's word will work if we never give up, if we never lose faith, if we never lose hope. We can't lose hope for today. Oh, there's something great that's coming ahead of us right now. Oh, hallelujah. God is even opening the door right now for me to sound the shofar for the President of the United States. I'm telling you, look at God. He can take somebody that don't know nothing, that's not educated, but somebody that loves him, and he will take you from the back and put you to the front. So whatever it is, and another testimony, and I'm going to let you go, hallelujah, is last year, my house was going through foreclosure. Oh, but God said, no, so. Oh, we had a real estate guy, Paul Gilmore, that thought, he thought he was going to even take the church. Oh, but God said, no, so. God began to open up my eyes about some things, and God saved my car. He saved my house. And I thank God for what is, I can go on and on, but I give God all praise and glory for this radio program. I can go on. I've got lots of more testimonies. We'll do it another time, but God bless you. And always think about what he's done for you, and I give him praise and glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for those testimonies. She has a lot to shout about and praise the Lord for, because God brought her through those situations when she was a wife, when she was a mother, a pastor, and a sister, and even ministering out there, in the world, Sometimes, you know, you go through different things, but God delivered her out of all of them, and she is yet giving him praise. So we give God all the glory and all the praise in the midst of every trial, every storm we go through. You know, people may not understand the peace that we have, but God gives peace, and he gives peace like nobody else can give peace. He gives comfort like nobody else can comfort. Even in the midst of, you know, danger, he is there for us. He makes sure we are protected, hidden under the shadow of his almighty wings. So, Pastor Phillips, I thank God for you. We appreciate you. And we just thank God for those awesome testimonies that you gave. God bless you.
Thank
you. So let us lay aside every care that we have and give them to God. Sometimes, you know, we might go through different things. But when we get in the secret place and when we dwell, I don't mean just run in and run out. I mean just dwell in his presence. Sometimes we may not even have words to say. We just lay there and think about the goodness of God and how he has given us life, even to this day, how he has taken care of us. You know, sometimes I hear people say, oh, you know, the economy is this and we're going through this. But you know what? God is an awesome God. I don't care what we're going through. He is there for us. He is faithful to us. He is so faithful. Even in the midst of your trial, he will come through for you. I can remember being sick in my bed, could hardly raise my head up off the pillow, but I could read the word. I couldn't even hardly say it. I had to read it silently, and I would just read the Lord's Prayer 50 times a day. Now, you know, I couldn't keep up with it, so I made little tally marks. 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 1 across, and I would keep up 25 in the morning and 25 at night. He gave me the strength to read the word, and there's strength in reading the word of God. You know, if you're sick, read the word of God. If you need money, read the word of God. If you need your children provided for, read the word of God. Whatever you need is in the word of God. It is full of everything we need, and there's power in reading the word of God. And not only reading, but in studying. Ask God to show you revelations, what you're going through. Help me, Lord. Sometimes he'll lead you right to a scripture. I remember I was going through something in the classroom when I was teaching school, and I will never forget the children. Oh, my God, they were just really in rare form, as people say. They were acting out, and it wasn't a good acting out. It was like they were at me, against me. You know, you would think that they were like, you know, little demons. All of them, they were just acting up. And 2 weeks before they started acting up, the Lord had given me a scripture, and I hung on to that scripture. I remember writing it down and memorizing it. And it says, if you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. So that particular day, the children were acting up, and I said, I'm not coming back here tomorrow. I prepared for a substitute teacher. I put everything out on the board. I put folders on the desk to work for them, and I left there that evening about 5 o'clock. Kids left about 3. I didn't leave about 5, and I was just so upset. I got in my car, and that scripture came to mind, and I just started crying. I could hardly see to get home, and I drove home, and I said, Father, you said in your word, if I cry unto you, even my enemies would turn back. Well, I went home, and I got on my face before the Lord, and I was just crying to him. I cried to him. I cried myself to sleep, and I woke up, and I was so refreshed. Trust me, I went to work the next day. I didn't even have to think about calling the sub. God had done a new thing. When I went in, I looked at my students, and do you know, it was as if they had halos and wings on. They were so good. And I thank God for it. He's able to turn around any situation that you face. Any situation you face. If you're in danger, call upon him. Call on Jesus. Just say, Lord, I plead your blood. Father God, help me in this situation. He is able to help. Don't you know many times things you don't even know around you have occurred, but God has been there. He ain't never left you. He's probably caught bullets for some of us being shot up in the street. He's caught knives from some of us being stabbed or wounded. He's caught words where the enemy has swung awful words that are trying to weigh us down, but I thank God that he is faithful. So let's continually give him praise this morning and lay heavy burdens down to him. You know, he can lift any burden from us. When we get alone with him, you know, we can call upon him in any situation. He didn't say, well, just call upon me for this. He says, no, whatever you call upon me for, I will hear you and I will answer you. Call upon me in the midnight hour. Call upon me early in the morning. You will find me. You know, it's us who don't look for him. We just sit there and moan and complain and groan and ain't getting no help. But when we call upon the Most High God, he is our helper. He said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. And don't you know, if Jesus, the great and mighty Jesus, called upon God, don't you know we need to call upon God? He was the Son of God. He was the Almighty Son of God. He could call upon his Father. He prayed blood. He prayed so hard he dropped tears of blood. Don't you know that we can call upon God too? And he will hear and he will answer us. In the day of trouble, call unto me. You know, his mercy endureth forever. He's good to us. He loves us. And he is our constant companion. He's constantly with us, morning, noon, and night. He is constantly with us. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. He is there for us. You know, Psalms 34 says, I will thank the Lord at all times. My mouth will always praise him. Don't you know we got to continuously praise our God because he's good? He provides food for us when we don't have any. Our soul boasts about the Lord. Those who are oppressed will hear it and rejoice. Praise the Lord, for his greatness is within us. Let us highly honor his name together. I went to the Lord for help. He answered me and rescued me from all my tears. All who look to him will be radiant. Their faces will never be covered with shame. Here is a poor man who called out. The Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The messenger of the Lord camps around those who fear him, and he rescues them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the person who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you holy people who belong to him. Those who fear him will never be in need. Young lions go hungry and may starve, but those who seek the Lord's help have all good things they need. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you wants a full life? Who would like to live through enough to enjoy good things? Who would like to live long enough to enjoy good things? Keep your tongue from saying evil things and your lips from speaking deceitful things. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The Lord's eyes are on the righteous people. His ears hear their cry for help. The Lord confronts those who do evil in order to wipe out the memory of them from the earth. Righteous people cry out. The Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to those whose hearts are humble. He saves those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person has many troubles, but the Lord rescues him from all of them. The Lord guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil will kill wicked people, and those who hate righteous people will be condemned. The Lord protects the souls of his servants. All who take refuge in him will never be condemned. So I thank the Lord. Let's continually praise the Lord every day. You know, true praise to God is obedient lives. You know, we can go to church, we can do all kinds of things, but God is looking for obedient lives these days. That's true praise. That's how we give him praise. Obedience to God is of great importance. You know, think about your children. You know, your children can clean up the house and every room in the house. They can make straight A's in school. But if they are rebellious and they disobey your rules that you set for them, how would that make you feel? Can you imagine how Father God feels when we work in the church? You know, we preach. We sing songs of praise unto him. We teach his word. We preach his word. We give praise. We're on the praise team. You know, we're doing deliverance. We're doing all kind of things, you know, out there. We're in the marketplace. We're feeding the poor and the hungry. We're helping the needy. Yet we disobey God's laws. We refuse to do what he asks us to do. Yet we want him to bless us. The word of God says obedience is better than sacrifice. We can give our whole bodies to be burned. Yet if we don't love God, we don't love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And, you know, some of us, I know I've had to learn to love myself. I didn't even know how to love myself. God has had to teach me how to love myself. So we must obey God. How do we obey him? You know, we got to read his word. We got to study his word. We got to see what he requires of us daily. So we can obey him. Without, you know, his word, what will we do? We don't know anything. His word is truth. Father God came to the earth in the form of Jesus that everyone could be saved. So he wants the lost to be saved. So I want to ask this morning, is there anyone on the line who is not saved? If you would like to be saved, press 1. All right, those of us who are saved, let's make sure we stay saved. You know, we got to be obedient to the Lord because nobody knows the hour when God comes. So we don't want to be out there like prodigal children, you know, who's out there with the you know, with the hogs in the hog pen. We want to be faithful, found faithful when God comes. We want to be found faithful doing his word when he comes. Because he's a faithful God. You know, sometimes trouble comes into our lives, but we got to call upon the name of the Lord, and he will hear us in the time of trouble. He will hear us. He will answer our prayers, and he is faithful, faithful. You know, when you doubt God, we can say, Father, I need you to help me. Strengthen my faith in you, O God. And don't you know that he is going to help us in the times of trials and testing? You know, the word of God says trials come to make us stronger. So during these different times of trial, we got to call upon the name of God, and we got to continually praise him. Praise is comely for the upright. We got to continually praise him. We have to continually honor him. We can take the word out, and we can read in the word. You know, David loved God. He was a man after God's own heart. After he sinned so against God, he started saying, Father, I need you, Lord. Lord, I can't make it without you. Lord, I'm running hard after you like a deer runs after the water brook. Lord, be my Savior. Lord, you help me kill the lion, the bear, and the giant. Now, Lord, help me through these trials. Even in my home, I'm going through. My children are going through. My wife is going through. I'm going through, oh God. Lord, help me in my time of trial. Help me in my time of trouble. David cried out to the Lord, and we can cry out to him. You know, when Hezekiah, the man of God, you know, came to Hezekiah, he said, you know, prepare yourself, for you're going to die. Before the man of God could leave good, he came, and Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He said, Lord, grant me more days. Don't you know Father God granted him 15 more years? We can say anything we want to the Father. He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, believe and I will grant it. He didn't limit us. So we can call upon him. If we need a dollar. I remember one time I didn't have gas money to go, you know, to work for the rest of the week. And I called upon him. I said, Lord, I need some gas money. And I saw a sister at church. This was in New Orleans. And she said, you know what? The Lord told me to give you this. I didn't know what she was giving me. She said, she gave me something, and it was a check for $20. I said, praise you, Lord. You heard my part. You know, he answers us in ways that we don't even think or imagine. So when you cry to him, don't you know he's going to help you? So it is time for prayer. It's prayer time, prayer request this morning. So if you need prayer, you know, press 1, make your prayer request known before the Lord. We have a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. She's going to lead us in prayer this morning. So I thank God that we can call upon his name. And you know what? A woman of God told me years ago, she came to my house. We were having like a little prayer. And I didn't even know this before. I was in my late 40s. And she said, you know what? She prophesied to me. She said, God called you to be an intercessor. I didn't know what an intercessor was, and I was over 40. And she said, yeah, God wants you to pray for the president and people, you know, in authority. He wants you to pray for children. He wants you to pray on behalf of other people. That's what an intercessor do. So Evangelist Brenda Lombard is a great intercessor. So she's going to intercede. And you know what? We can intercede for ourselves too. But the Lord said, you know, let's pray for, we can pray for each other. You know, one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And the Lord said, you know, pray ye one for another. So Sister Brenda is in the house this morning. Good morning, Sister Brenda.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're so grateful for your presence this morning. So some people are pressing 1 here this morning. I'm going to put you on. 857, you have a prayer request. Good morning. 857-318. You have a prayer request. You press 1. All right. Let me see. Hold on. Okay. You're on. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Any prayer requests, just state your prayer request. Some people are already on. 407, you have a prayer request?
Praise the Lord. Minister G, how you doing?
Hey, Bonnie, how you doing, Evangelist Bonnie?
Oh, good. Praise the Lord. I enjoyed the testimony previously. Very good. God is so good, and he's worth it to be praised. Yeah, you can always pray for me. I'll pray for my family and pray for the ministry. Glory to God. And I was trying to get in touch because you wanted me to be on your show on tomorrow. Is that still on, or you have someone now?
No, that's not tomorrow, but I'm going to give you a call. I'll tell you what. Why don't you call me back at this number? It's the area code 504-931-7399. Mm-hmm. And I still want you to be on, okay? Not tomorrow, though. I'm only on Saturday so far.
Oh, okay.
All right. But, yes, we will lift up your family and your ministry. I thank God for you. Tell us a little bit about your ministry. Give us a number to call in.
Okay, the call-in number is 1-714-242-5349. It's True Life Outreach Ministry on Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. I'm on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the outreach ministry, spreading the word of God, making sure that everyone know about the goodness of God and know that Jesus came seeking to save the lost. Glory to God. It's an opportunity where you can tune in, and if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, you can accept him in your life. Glory to God. We have many different speakers each day. Glory to God with a right now fresh word from the Lord. And we just let go and let God have his way. Glory to God. Whatever way the Lord want to use us, that's what we do on that ministry. That's the ministry that the Lord had gave me back in 1984 to reach out by way of tracks, ministering the word of God, or whichever way he want me to do to reach his people. That's what that ministry is all about. So I just thank the Lord for that, and he's doing some great and mighty things.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Bonnie Hall. We appreciate you. Good to hear your voice. Thank you
good
for your support.
You
so you can reach her. Her blog talk show is 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. You know she's a woman of God, so on Wednesday she's at the house of God. The number to reach her is at 714-242-5347. Okay, if you haven't already pressed 1, you have a prayer request, please do so at this time. Thank you, Minister Howe.
You're welcome.
All right, someone else press 1 here. Hold on, please. I'll put you on in just a minute. Okay, 857, you have a prayer request?
Yes. Yes, praise the Lord. Sister Ganting, this is Sister Cheryl. I wanted prayer for my ministry, my housing, and for my daughter. I just wanted to have prayer for what we're trying to do for a harvest, which we're going to be passing out snacks and tracts, and for my upcoming broadcast today.
Amen. You know what? I went on last night. I went online, Sister Cheryl, and I listened to you and your daughter from last week. It was
great,
so
God.
Great. I just love that little precious one. She calls her daughter little prophetess, and it was so great just to listen to that show. And she said, little prophetess, you want to read the word? And the little prophetess read the word. She's, how old is she?
She's 7.
7. I mean, a mighty prophetess.
Yes.
You know what? I admire you, Sister Cheryl, how you prophesying
you.
Into your daughter's life, speaking into her life. And a mighty young woman of God, 7 years old, reading the word and praying. She said an awesome prayer for families. 7 years old. And so I thank God. Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Oh, little prophetess, I'm so grateful to God for you. You are a mighty prophetess. God bless you this morning.
Thank you.
You want to say a little prayer for us this morning? What's your name?
Huh? God. God, I ask you to bless Sister Gatlin, minister to you, oh God. Bless her, oh God. And bless this ministry in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We thank you, Miss Little Prophetess. Oh, that was awesome. Sister Cheryl, I'm just so grateful to find mothers like you that train their children in the ways of God. God bless you.
Okay.
Anyone
bless
else you. For prayer this morning? Press 1. If you're already on, you can make your request known. Sister Cheryl, can you turn your computer a little down or something? I can hear it in the background. Hear myself back there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. We got 2. Minister Bonnie Howe, she's lifting up. She wants her family prayed for and her ministry. Sister Cheryl, give us a little bit the number to call in and what time. Sister Cheryl, can you hear me? Okay, she can't hear me right now. Hold on. Hold on. I think she got knocked off. Hold on a second. Sister Cheryl? Hello? Okay, I can't hear you. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, I'm asking prayers for the children of our nation. They're really going through a lot. And, you know, sometimes I talk with teachers, and in the schools, the children are running rampant. They're taking over the schools. The enemy is using our children against themselves. Most of them are not sitting in their seats and listening. They're not getting an education.
Yes.
They are running rampant in the schools. They have food fights. They are disobedient to their teachers. And so, you know, I want our children to live a long life. And the way they live a long life is to be obedient to their parents.
Yes, hello.
But parents have to first make sure they're obedient. And they won't live a long life if they're not obedient. So we pray for, you know, the children, for their obedience to their parents and those who have ruling authority over them. You know, public schools and even private schools. You know, it seems like the law has restrained some people's hands. But, you know, I thank God for the Daniels in this world, because the Daniels rise up and they come against the world system. And they still, praise the Lord, they still pray for the children. They still do what's supposed to be done in the schools and in the nation, and even in the White House. They're Daniels. In the Congress, they're Daniels. You know, they're speaking out the word of God. Even if it mean like Queen Esther said, if I perish, I perish. And some of them are getting a lot of backlash and retaliation because they're speaking up. Sister Cheryl, are you back yet?
Yes, praise the Lord. I am.
Apparently. You wanted
the
number?
You
want
to give the number for your show and the time it comes on.
Sure. The number is 619-789-1904, and I'm on Blog Talk at a time of sharing, and God's Word is on 7 Eastern Time to 9 p.m.
Okay. Is that every Saturday?
Every Saturday, yes.
Okay. 7 to 9 Eastern Time. That's the same time we're on here. Okay, 7. And you're in Boston, huh?
Yes, yes.
All right, I praise God for you. All right, 619-789-1904.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. Any more prayer requests?
I have a prayer request. My prayer request is that God gives us the strategy for to help a lot of our people that have felonies, those that are incarcerated, the poverty in the land, the people, and also my prayer request is that God would provide at least 300 toys for our children for Christmas.
Okay. To minister those in prison and all over. Okay. All righty. Sister Cheryl, could you do me a favor? Can you move away from the computer a little bit? I still can hear that sound, my voice.
Sure.
All right, thank you. All righty. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. If you're already on, you can state your prayer request. Okay, you're on. Someone press 1, state your prayer request.
Yes, I have a prayer request. This is Jackie.
Okay.
Oh, yes, pray for my family and pray for my senior citizens. They stay strong in the Lord, stay strong, just period, strong. And pray for our children, like you said, and please pray for my husband and our business. We're having a problem with the shop. Everything is going slow. So pray for him to keep the faith and pray for me to keep the faith and uplift him.
Yes.
Amen. Any more? Thank you,
right.
Jackie. Any more prayer requests? Okay, the lines are still open. I don't want to miss anybody because sometimes, you know, people will say to me later, I was pressing 1, but you didn't see it. So most of you are already pressed 1, so you can just shout it out if you have a prayer request.
Get all the mirrors and all this.
Hello?
You can vacuum if you want.
Jackie? Okay, that's Jackie talking in the background.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, well, Sister Brenda?
I'll do a prayer request real quick.
Prayer request for you. The prayer request, Minister Bonnie Howell is asking for prayer for her family and her ministry, True Life Outreach Ministry. Sister Cheryl is asking for prayer for her ministry, for housing, for her, and also for her daughter. For the ministry that she has, and I'm asking for prayer for the children, you know, that God would put, you know, save the children at a young age, and that even the ones who are not saved would be obedient, because they know better. So, and Pastor Josie is asking for strategies to minister those in prison and you know, different areas of the city. She's asking for toys for the children. Jackie is asking for prayers for her family, for the seniors that she worked with, for her husband, and for them to keep the faith. So we're ready, Evangelist Brenda Lombard.
Praise God. Good morning to our listening audience. I would like to interject something. I've heard the prayer request, but I felt impressed to the Lord while you were speaking, as well as Evangelist Gloria Dean. The Lord laid on my heart several scriptures for us to pray through, and they are You know, the Lord now is calling us to live holy lives, those of us that are saved. And so I just feel led to draw your attention, as well as our audience, to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The Lord says that he's calling, he wants us to live holy lives before him. And how can we live a holy life? He wants to draw us. In the Song of Solomon, I think it's verse 3, he says, draw us and we will run after you. He wants us to come and spend time every day in his presence. And he wants us to be like Job. In the book of Job, it says, Job esteemed the words of his mouth, the mouth of the Lord, more than his necessary food. He wants us to read the word on a daily basis. Then he wants us not only to read the word, but be doers of the word. How do we know? How does the Lord know that we've heard his word? We must act on the word. Hallelujah. When we have a prayer request, then we must find out whether or not it is the will of the Lord for our lives. And then if it is the will of the Lord, then pray and ask him that our request be made known. And then wait in his presence in order to get an answer. And he can answer one of three ways, yes, no, or wait. And the divine delay is not a denial. If he tells you to wait, your request is not being denied. There's just a time period. There's a lapse of time in there before the request is going to be manifested in the natural. So God wants us to read the word, meditate on the word both night and day. Think about the word. Pray the word, speak the word, stand on the word. And as we stand on the word, as we meditate on the word, as we become doers of the word, he will eventually transform our mind. Our mindset will change. We will begin to think his thoughts. We will begin to think more like God, you see.
Amen.
And then as we think like God, then we will begin to act like God. We will begin to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And that includes our soul, our intellect, our will, and our emotions will change over a period of time. Praise God. I heard everyone's prayer requests, but I felt impressed for the Lord to interject. Father God, I pray that you would draw us and give us the strength, give us the desire, give us the wherewithal to be drawn by you, to come and sit in your presence, Father God. We bind every voice but that of the Holy Ghost to speak to us. Hallelujah. And Father God, let us be doers. Teach us how to be doers of the word, how to act in faith on your word. Hallelujah. Father God, give us a new mindset. I decree and I declare that we will begin to think your thoughts after you, and that you would give us strategies, that you would give us plans on how to pray, on how to warn the Spirit, what to ask for, when and how to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Let no one tune into our program on today with their needs unmet, in Jesus' name. I want to say good morning to our listening audience. Thank you so much, Sister G, for affording me the chance to pray on today. God bless each and every one of you all.
Amen, amen. I thank God for that mighty word. That was a rhema word from the Lord. She gave us scriptures, you know, Romans 12, 1 and 2, about, you know, presenting our bodies holy before God. You know, when children are young, they do this hide-and-seek thing. They cover their eyes and they think nobody sees them. Well, don't let us be fooled. God sees everything we do. Even he knows our very thought and the intent of our heart. So, you know, every day I have to repent. So I'm going to pray a prayer of repentance. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your name, and we just come before you, Father God. We repent of any sins, any iniquities, any trespasses, any transgressions that we've done in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, Father. We come with great repentant hearts before you. We ask you, Lord, to forgive us, create in us a clean heart, even those little foxes, those little secret thoughts that spoil our minds. Forgive us for those, O God, even thoughts, because your word says we're to think on these things, good things, good things. So, Father, forgive us for any way we've sinned against you in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit, O God. And, Father, I thank you that you remember our sins no more when you throw them into the sea of forgetfulness, when we repent before you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for forgiving us for all unrighteousness in us. And we come clean before you because you know all the faults that's in us. You know all of our sins. So we ask you, Lord, to forgive us and help us, oh, Lord. We can do all things through you, Lord Jesus, who strengthens us. So strengthen us, oh, God, to be obedient to you. Give us a quick mind to obey you quickly, oh, God. Yeah. And, Lord, as Sister Brenda says, let us come into your presence every day to spend time with you, not just to say, okay, well, my 15 minutes up. No, let us spend time dwelling in your presence. You know, Lord God, so many times we do other things. We let other things distract us from you. But we have Jesus for an example, oh God, because Jesus went before you. He prayed. He even asked his disciples, can't you pray with me just 1 hour? So, Father, I thank you for forgiving us for prayerless life. Help us to pray. You see, a prayerless life is a sinful life. So, Father God, help us to pray before you daily. Help us to read and study your word and to put it into action, to be doers of your word. And, Father, we wait on you this morning. And as we meditate upon your word, oh, God, and I thank you for what Joshua said. If we meditate upon your word daily, oh, Father God, daily meditating upon your word, putting into action, then we will have good success. And so I thank you for the courage and strength, oh, God, that you give us to read and study your word and to obey it. In the name of Jesus, amen. All righty, we got time for another quick testimony. Anybody have another quick testimony they want to give this morning?
Yeah, I have a prayer request as well. And, you know, a testimony and a prayer request. I have a friend, Gloria has heard about once, I mean, Creta has, and it's Purvis and Lynn Harper. She's heard about those two people before. Their parents have passed away, or their dad has, and their mom is in my small group at Bible study, so we need to keep the Harper family in our prayers. And you know, they work with Kairos Ministries for the prisoners portion of Emmaus. And they won't be able to do that for a while until they, you know, get over the business of the loss of Mr. Harper's dad. Anyhow, that's my testimony and prayer. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you so much. I added them to our prayer list, so I'll be praying for them throughout the week. So we thank you so much for that. God is faithful. You know, he comforts those who have lost loved ones, and he strengthens them like no one else can. Any more prayer requests?
It's a testimony.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just thanking and praising the Lord, Master Ganting, for just being on the line with you and all the women of God on this morning. I truly just thank and praise God for how he's just in the midst of his people. And I just praise God for that. My testimony this morning is I just felt the strength, I felt the anointing, and I felt the love of God just, you know, flowing through his people. And so it's just encouraging to me as being here on the line with you all this morning and going on later on, me and the little prophetess. And we thank and praise God for last night. We did 40 bags, me and the little prophetess. We don't celebrate Halloween. We don't believe in it. I told her we're doing harvest, and as we fix the bags, we put the tracks in there. We have some that say Devil's Night Out, and then in the middle of the tracks, it tells them about Christ. So we're doing it very Christ-centered, and we're not going to be out on the street at night. We're going to be passing these out while they board the buses for school in the morning and when they come home in the afternoon, because, of course, I have to get her, and just witnessing the love of God. And then on the following weekend, God willing, I'll be doing the Dentist for Christ, and I do that canvas in the neighborhood as well. And I just thank God for giving me the mind and giving me the strength. But certainly the fellowship on this morning is just beautiful, and I just thank and praise God, because the Word of God tells that it's good for men and brethren to dwell together, and I just praise God for you all.
Well, we praise God and thank God for you, Sister Cheryl. We thank God for you getting up early and getting on with us, and we look forward to hopefully getting on your show today.
Amen.
Thank God for you and
your
little prophet.
We're going to be putting something in the mail on the first of the week. Glory be to God for your ministry. So we just wanted to say that as well. So to God be the glory.
Okay. I thank you so much, Sister Cheryl. I appreciate you. Thank God for using you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Any more testimonies? We're about ready to close out. Well, any more testimonies? Okay. It is closing time on Bible Storyland. You know, I was thanking God last night because we've been on almost a whole year. Next month will be a year around, not next month, I'm sorry, December. I think we start around December the 4th or 5th of December. So we're going to be celebrating around the first part of December, the year that the Lord has allowed us to come on Blog Talk Radio, and Bible. He gave us the name Bible Storyland. So I thank God for his faithfulness. And next week is Senior Citizens Day, and I look forward to hearing from each one of you next week. I thank God for your presence. I'm asking the Lord to continually bless each one of you, and I love you. God loves you. I appreciate you. Thank God for your kindness, and thank God for his kindness and his love for us. So I'm asking each of you to, you know, join us next week, 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go with the love of God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget the word of the Lord, that rhema word that came forth from Sister, from Evangelist Brenda Lombard, that we're to live holy lives before God, spend time in his presence. You know, sometimes we fool ourselves. We think that we can just go to church and we can just, you know, do everything in church on Sunday and Wednesday, and we can do this and we can do that, but we don't pray. We don't spend time with God. You know, we don't spend time with him here. Do we expect to spend time with him for eternity? Think about it. So we got to spend time with the Lord here. And you know, we just got to take the time, remove distractions, oh, Father God, and take the time, be doers of the word. You know, if we don't read the word and study the word, how are we going to know what to do? So we got to do it. And, you know, as she said, wait on the Lord. Sometimes he says yes, sometimes he says no, sometimes he says not right now. But guess what? He always answers us. So I thank God for each of you. Look forward to hearing from you next week. God bless you. I love
God
each of you.
Love you too. God bless.
Bye. Love you too. Bye. Thank you. right, Karen. We're the only two on. Everybody else is gone. So we are going to sign up. You can hang up now if you like. I appreciate it. And I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, we'll do it.
God bless you.
You too.